How to beg for Mr. Sarika. Hello, pets. It's Mr. Sarika from Intelligent Phone Fantasy. Some of you know full well how to beg for me, don't you? Some of you need harsh and severe lessons on how to do so. I recently had a session which could be categorized somewhere between sensual and harsh. And when I told the pet to beg for what he thinks he needs, what the result was had to be the most unsexy, pathetic beg I could ever imagine. It's not a very good motivator for me to grant you anything. And you want something, don't you? So you need to learn how to beg properly to motivate me. Now, since I'm always giving you just enough rope to tie up those hands, I'm going to give you a free lesson to what I expect. No, nay, what I fucking demand when it comes to begging. Take heed, slut.
Please, mistress, please, please, please.
Really? Your whining isn't motivating for me, slut. Actually, it's quite annoying after a while. I am a woman who needs more, requires more. Your sophomore crying of please, please, please will get you nowhere with me. I will make you beg for me just how I wish you to. Well, that's if you actually want what you're begging for. Now, I know you have a brain. Frickin' engage it. Oh, I realize you've been edging for hours and your penis is so sensitive you could cry. I know your deep submission and erotic fog thwarts your thoughts and attempts them being cohesive. But that matters little to me, right, Pat? What matters to me is that you please me. Pleasing me means I am in your head. I bring you to new levels of submission you can only dream of. I hold a mirror to your submission for you to own it, revel in it, embrace it, embrace who and what you are. And this is how. How to beg for a mistress. 3 easy steps. First, own it. That's right. Admit out loud so I can hear you. And you can hear yourself saying the words of exactly who and what you are. Examples. Mistress, I'm a chronic masturbator. Or, mistress, I'm a cum slut. Mistress, I'm a sissy. You see? Own it. Own whatever it is that brought you to my ear. Second, acknowledge who's in charge, who's in control. Who owns you, pet? Mistress, you own and control me. Or, mistress, you own and control this cock. And of course, one of the sexy options would be, mistress, you own and control this orgasm. Delicious. And third, recognize whose pleasure is paramount and ask for what you want. For example, I stroke only for your pleasure, mistress. If it pleases you, may I stroke your cock? Or I suck cock for your pleasure, mistress. If it pleases you, may I suck it? Now it's your turn to beg for mistress. I want to hear you beg. If it's not good enough, you won't get orgasm. Or maybe you'll just get a ruined one. It's up to you. How well can you learn? Here are some delicious examples of putting it all together. Mistress, I'm a pathetic stroking slut. I crave your control. You own my orgasm. If it pleases you, may I stroke? Oh, mistress, I'm a cock-sucking, cross-dressing, sissy faggot, and you own and control my mind and my body. I'm nothing without you. Please, mistress, if it pleases you, please ride my sissy pussy with your girl cock until I forget my name. See how easy it is? I suggest you practice now, before session, so it becomes rote in your mind. So when you are high on your own juices, hormones calm down, it'll come more naturally. Using my requirements for a good beg, which might motivate me to allow you what you seek, give it a go. Post below, or better yet, whisper them in my ear. Beg for me, pet. Beg. Mistress Erica, from IntelligentPhoneFantasy.com, for your erotic phone session, call 1-800-601-6975 and beg for Mistress.